As the beginning of a new school year draws near, many freshmen to college are ready to pack their bags and leave the nest. Now, some college students-to-be have received a bundle of bank cards and phone cards in a welcome gift package from their university. So, isn't this a great thing? Why are some people saying that potential problems arise from it?
Think about it. You're entering college and they send you this welcome gift package with a card in it.
Oh, that's nice.
That's not nice. It's the college saying, pay your tuition. Don't you feel like that?
I don't like it anymore.
Yeah, so basically when you're entering the college, you're going to need a card, a number of the card at least, to pay your tuition. That's the practice of the colleges in China. And also, many people are moving to a new city or province so that you need a cell phone card as well. You're going to get one yourself or whatever. So the college decided to take that matter into their own hands and just provide you with both things. However, as early as 2011, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology has implemented related regulations stimulating that universities should not attach any SIM cards or business promotions along within the offer package. However, many universities turn a blind eye to the stipulation of the law, and this form of university welcome package remains common.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think this is definitely a bit weird that I think many times this is just happening whether you agree to it or not, right? But I guess they had talked to maybe some of the financial institutions that are working with these universities. And what they said, New Hung Lin, is that, you know, let's say you're one of these new students. You know, you'll probably have to get a card and maybe some of the best. You come from a different province, maybe, to go to this school, yet your bank that you had, maybe if you signed up with one before, or just whether you were or not going to sign up with one and you didn't have one, you want to choose the one that's very common near your campus, near your university, maybe. So that's what they're trying to find you, is say, okay, maybe this certain bank is very common in this area, and so we start you a bank here so you can use this card and do all this stuff for you. Right? A new SIM card. You're going to need that no matter what. All these different things. Yet if you came here, maybe you'd be like a lost puppy. Like, can someone take me to the SIM card office? I don't know where it is. And also,
I'd be a lost kitty.
What's a good bank that works with our school and has relations with them and that's common in this area and maybe good for students? Maybe somebody's doing all this for you. And apparently that's what these financial institutions are saying. They're also saying, you know, well, how would you rather have it? Would you rather have a line out the door 2 miles long when all the new freshmen come in of them trying to register, this long process, or just have it done for you right there on your bed when you come into your dormitory and you can just start familiarizing yourself with the campus?
That sounds pretty convenient and almost convincing, Ryan.
Oh, dang it!
But don't forget there is the role of the school or the university here as well. So instead of having the very straightforward signing a contract and signing off your rights, so to speak, between the student and the bank that you want to receive cards from, there's also the university that's involved, which makes the whole picture a lot more complicated. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you that question. Is this a sweet gift or is it trouble, like a Trojan horse that's been given to you?
To me, it's a violate of my privacy because like Ryan has said, it might be a good choice. It's near the campus. You can use a card. You don't have to do anything about it. But I like my right to choose. Maybe my choice is not as good, but I can choose it. It's like saying that, Ryan, from now on, you don't get to choose your meal. Just pay the bill, pay the money, and we are going to provide you with some certain kind of food. You don't get to choose. It's not okay for me. And also, like He Yang has said, the school is playing a tricky role in this because this card is made to pay tuition for the students so that a large amount of money is involved in this. Say because in China, most of the tuition paying process, at least according to my own experience, is that they ask you, they say, well, we're going to make sure to deduct the amount of tuition from your account. So you need to make sure there's a certain amount of money in your account. That is to say, you don't get to pay it by yourself. Your money is deducted automatically by the bank. So that is already something I don't really like. Now you're saying you're controlling the kind of bank or the kind of account I get. I don't think it's a good gift.
But as I understand too, China has launched a new regulation regarding account management, and the regulation states that individuals could and only can open a Category 1 account, which is a primary account that includes a debit card and savings account, this kind of thing. So, I mean, you would have opened the same account no matter what. It's, as I understand, there's only one kind of account you could open, a Category 1, right? So It's not like you'd have a huge choice in the kind of account, maybe the bank you chose to go with. But I don't think, like, they're choosing, oh, and New Hong Lin wants this package in your bank account, and but not this, and then she wants... No, they're saying, okay, Category 1, that's standard, wherever bank you get. It's a regulation saying you only get that option. So I think what they're doing is they're saying you have to pay tuition.
Yeah.
And you are, we, as at the same time we're accepting you as a student, you are coming here and taking advantage of my services. So I want to make sure I get paid too. And this bank account works with me. It is the same kind of bank account you'd have anywhere else. So you, it's common in this area. It's common in this city. It allows you to go to ATMs all across the campus, and you know what? It works well with us. But it's not like you had a huge choice in the kind of account you got. It's as I understand, only one kind of account.
Yeah, I got what you're saying, and actually I don't have a huge problem towards the result of it. I'm just asking question about the process, because actually this, the university didn't ask for every student's saying yes or signing a contract with the bank, because if you can say it, fundamentally, it's a contract between the bank and the students. But the school is like, on behalf of you, I'm agreeing to this, so I'm sending you the card on behalf of you. You don't have a say in this. This is the wrong message sending from the university to a freshman year student. That is to say, you don't have the right to control your things, or at least it's like when it's a big agency, it's a university, it's some kind of authoritative organs, we can decide for you. And that is not the message we want the freshmen to accept in their first day entering college.
I think there is a little bit of clarification that I would like to make here. That is, I think, New Hong Lin, what you're getting at is maybe the fact that, first of all, the bank and the university joining hands on this, it sounds like it's kind of the big guys versus the small guy, which is the student. And why do I say that is, first of all, you don't really get a say in which bank you want to open your account with when it comes to this issue, because the school has decided for you and everybody else in that same year that they will open these student accounts at a certain bank, and it will be a certain kind of bank account, Category A or
Category
1, Yilebia, that kind of bank account. And also, the part that New Hong Lin, I think you said, is kind of troubling for me is that I understand as a student that I need to pay my tuition. I know that, but I want to pay it through my account, through my will. But if the school can simply deduct it from my account, then I'm giving away the control of my private account to the university, despite this is something I know I should do, that is paying tuition.
But what job do you have? Who's probably paying for your school? Your parents aren't being forced to basically give up their actual account information that maybe they get paid through. And this isn't a credit card. This is just a card that money goes into A. And so once the money goes in there that you would have to normally pay anyways, it's getting paid. It's just getting paid through a different system. Maybe a bank that is common in the university that the university has a good relationship with. So in a way, it's like a trust. It's saying, like, also probably, what if I said that you don't get a choice, but they told you that this was going to happen? then by in some way, aren't you also making that choice? I'd like to see if they were notified or they had the previness to information saying, hey, by the way, when you come here, we provide you with this. This is how you pay for your school, because this bank we trust. And so we're allowing you to come here, do all this stuff. Just tell your parents to basically funnel in the money into this account. And then we just deduct it. It's as simple as that. You don't have to worry about anything else. You don't have to set up an account with us to pay. Just transfer to our department. We will just take care of everything for you. Just tell your parents, this is your card number, and we deduct it from there. That's as simple as it is. Let's make this process really simple.
Mm-hmm.
And in which case, you know, the university has basically all of your information anyways, right? Or at least my university did. I think they had my health records. I think they had, you know, my address. They had obviously financial information access because they wanted to make sure they were getting paid one way or another. You know, this is a place that is also trying to make money at a certain extent. I think this account information thing, it's not like a credit card that they're trying to make money off of you. I think I'd totally agree if it was something like that, but rather just a debit card, which, you know, in which case, all you have to do is, in a way, your parents' information is protected because they're not giving their direct account information to a university. In fact, maybe money is just being transferred into that account, deducted, boom, all done.
See, when you're talking about personal information, I'm only giving my personal information, including my ID and maybe the photocopy of my ID card to the university to register. I didn't actually give them the right to get a card, a bank card for me. So is that a kind of infringement to my personal right as well?
And also, I think there is one worry, Ryan. I have one worry here. That is, when you add the university into the loop, then you're having at least three parties in play here, right? And then it's not always guaranteed that my personal information has been keeping in a safe way. And we've seen previous cases of the bank somehow leaking your personal information.
But that can happen whether the university is involved or not. It's just you and a bank, right?
But then if you add the school into the loop, then it's adding another potential leakage point.
Both, if you did them through individual means, they would still have both of your information, right?
Yes.
So still two different parties that would normally have it, but maybe now they're sharing it, but they would still have it. Have your information. So just as many people in both examples have access to your information. And also, Nuhong Lin, negligence doesn't mean that you didn't make the choice. I think you could have called that university. I think this is a system that this university has maybe been doing for a while. I think maybe you could have found out about this as you were applying and saying, oh, I don't think I like that.
Well, actually, I think, okay.
So in which case, being accepted and going to this school.
Yeah, I think it's
not knowing that. The information was probably there.
I feel like it should be an unspoken thing that my information for you is for register instead of having a bank card for me. I am not responsible to say to the college that I don't want my personal information to use for other things.
Yeah.
Yes, and also I think now, like, when you've got the bank and the school sort of working in partnership, then yes, the bank is getting extra information about your education background, and the bank is getting extra information about your banking information, which without both parties in the loop, then it would have gotten them less involved. And I guess there is the worry about how can the small little person get their rights protected on every front. So there's one worry. And another one, Ryan, when you said that...
We're worrying here a lot, aren't we?
Yeah, because I worry for the little guy.
Stop worrying so much.
As I am the little guy. And Ryan, yes, there's one thing you mentioned earlier about, which I thought was very convincing. We'll take care of everything, as what the university says. But whenever somebody tries to insure me of that, that is an authoritative figure.
Yeah.
I get a little wary about that, because when you look at how these universities work, they often have these partnerships with banks. And why did this university choose this bank and not the other bank? There is a lot of wiggle room in between and potential for corruption.
You know, there's potential everywhere, with or without this kind of system and financial backing that comes to universities from banks that probably are there that whether or not a system like this is in place, like, hey, you know, let's say that I get to choose my own debit card for the school I go to, my own bank, right? This kind of thing. But I bet you the school will make an agreement with a certain bank saying, okay, we'll let your ATMs on our campus more often, right?
Yes.
So even with or without this agreement of somebody enlisting your information with another that they already had and which another bank would already have, these are supposed to be protected institutions that are protecting your information. That whether or not there should be leakage shouldn't even matter with how this system necessarily works. What I will tell you guys is I do think you should have a choice. But I think many times, you know, this kind of system allows you to save time in orientation where you are a kid on your own that doesn't know how to start up a bank account necessarily, that doesn't know all the places to go and banks in the area and where to get a SIM card. Maybe this could save you some time.
Yeah, well, that seems to be what the majority of our listeners think. I can't believe that. There's so many of you, 局局愿醒无限延长的七月，迟帅笔，and a whole bunch of you saying that, yes, there is merit to it. There's only one person I can find right now, 武继义, saying that this is not a good idea.
Well, not cool, dude. No, I'm just kidding. I love it.
Yeah. And don't forget that the national regulation does say that you're not allowed to sneak in business promotion brochures and SIM cards into that bundle in the offer package. You're listening to Rant Table. Oh, that was a heated discussion.